Swarbrick there, please?
I'm afraid he's asleep. Can I help?
What was this? I'm ringing from Aberdeen, actually. It's Sergeant McLeod from the police from up here. I really wanted to have a word with him, if it was at all possible. But are you his wife?
Yes, I am.
You see, I don't know if you read in the papers, we had a lot of trouble getting hold of you, getting your number.
Yes.
But, there was a wee accident a couple of days ago up here with an American Air Force plane that came down.
Yes.
And I understand you just bought a property near Fivey.
Yes.
Well, there's quite a major crash, actually, when this plane came down. And part of your buildings were, in fact, affected by this crash.
Oh, dear.
And we've been trying to get hold of you to find out what your insurance standing is.
And well, I doubt if we have any because, you know, we've just bought the building and we haven't done anything about it.
Ah. You know, well, we feared this might be the case, you see, because it obviously leaves you in a pretty sticky situation. Because it's unlikely that the American government will be willing to pay you compensation unless you're insured.
What? Oh, dear. Oh, well, I better see if I can wake him up and let him have a word with you.
Right.
Can you hold on, please?
I will.
He's just coming. What part of the building was damaged?
Well, I haven't seen it myself, actually, because we're in Aberdeen. But as far as I know, one of the outbuildings was completely demolished, and there was a fire in one end of the main building.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. Hold on just a minute.
Hello, Mr. Swarbrick here.
Oh, hello. Sorry to bother you on a Sunday morning. My name is McLeod.
Yeah.
Sergeant McLeod from the Aberdeen Police. I was explaining to your wife that there was an accident up here a few days ago with an American fighter that came down near Fivey, and it damaged the buildings, which I understand belong to you now.
Yeah.
So we were inquiring, really, to find out about your insurance standing on this matter.
Oh, my God.
And whether you could come up and...
Well, I've only just this minute bought it. As a retirement thing, you know. And I hadn't got insured.
Stand a fair chance with the Americans, because there was no reason for that plane to come down in the middle of the night like that. But
what's damaged?
Well, one of the outbuildings, I haven't seen it myself, you understand.
Yeah.
One of the outbuildings was completely demolished, and one end of the building, apparently.
Oh, no.
There was a fire in the roof, but it's not completely ruined, but the damage is obviously worth your while to investigate. Wonder whether you could come up at all.
Well, I'll have to, won't I? What's the weather like up there?
Well, we've had a few blizzards in the last couple of days, but the roads are passable.
Yeah. Yes, I shall have to. I'll tell you the truth, I've only just woke up. I was in a bit of a blizzard myself last night.
I see.
Can I put you back to my wife and get all the details?
Well, I'd just like to say it's 5 to 12 now, so I've only just managed to make this April Fool's call.
Eh?
I've only just managed to make this April Fool's call in time.
Who is this? Mark!
No, it's Simon, actually.
Who? You're all fucking giggling, you rotten fucking... It's April Fool's Day, isn't it?
By time.
You fucking load of Who is it? Who is it? It's you, Mark. Hey?
No, it's Simon from over the road.
Simon! I'll kill you. I'll fucking kill you.
I'll see you in a couple of minutes, then.
Where are you?
Peggy's.
You horrible fucking git.
Shall I bring the tape over?
I wouldn't fucking bother, mate. I'd like to wrap it round your bleeding neck.
Oh, well, see you in a bit.